Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Abigail, the ultimate guru, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the Kanye of comedy, the world's only comedian, Bryden Proctor. Okay, whatever. You don't have to worry about a thing, because we are here to help, and we are going to help you through every eclipse and through the alien invasion, which is coming, my friends. It's coming, and it's coming soon, and I, for one, can't wait.
Okay, I'm just gonna let that go. Just gonna let that one go.
There's a lot of pretenders out there, you know, people who style themselves as relationship gurus that are just complete failures at everything in life. I mean, really, you really want relationship advice from divorcees and men who've never been married and things like this. No, you don't. But then there's also people stealing our podcast names and our segment names. They just are desperate to be as good as we are.
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy from New Girl.
Me too. I hate him.
Fucking Jake Johnson. Because Jack Johnson's the music guy. Jake Johnson is his name. That fucking douchebag. He's not even like one of the cool guys. He's not even the black guy from New Girl.
He's not even the black guy. Nobody cares about him because he's not even the black guy. What does he think he's doing?
I'm pretty sure that the black guy, at least in the first season, was a Wayans brother.
And he's not the girl with bangs, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking Damon Wayans, Coach. I think I said this last time we brought up New Girl. Coach was the best character. He's fucking Damon Wayans Jr. Which, by the way, now that I think about it, holy shit, I saw him at a really shitty fucking open mic back in L.A. that I would go to sometimes. Oh. So this was, I think, pre-New Girl. So good for him, I guess. But I mean,
hopefully so.
If you're a Wayans, if you're in the Wayans family, you should be doing good. I would imagine you would. Well, the Wayans have kind of fallen off, haven't they? You don't really hear about them anymore.
Yeah, I feel like. I don't think I've heard about them in a long time.
Yeah, they were the shit back in the day.
Are those the white chicks guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlon and Damon. Yeah.
I think that's the last time I heard of them.
But yeah, Damon Wayans Jr., I'm guessing, is Damon Wayans' kid. Yeah, I remember. It was funny, I guess. He made fun of me while he was on stage. I forget what he said, but it was funny. And then talked to him a little bit, and I was like, no shit, you're fucking Damon Wayans is your dad. Well, that's pretty neat. And then I kept drinking, and I thought nothing of it. And then he was my favorite character on the first season of New Girl. And then I kind of lost interest in the entire show.
So we like him, but not this guy.
Yeah.
He stole our show.
And he left after one fucking season because he was like, these people are thieves, which is ironic because...
It's a little ironic. I mean, if we're talking statistics here, who's more likely to be the thief, sir?
Jake Johnson? He doesn't know about us, but the thing is, I'm going to write a fucking letter.
We should just... Okay, so I need everyone to go on Apple Podcasts and give our show... 5-star review.
Yeah.
And then go and, you know, if you happen to be confused when searching for our podcast, okay, and happen upon theirs, maybe let them know, like their listener let us know that, you know, it's just not for me. I thought this was the good one with Abby and Bryden, but it's not. One star.
That's not even what she said. Do not leave people 1-star reviews just because.
I mean, don't do that, actually. Never. I'm just saying that you should be honest with people.
That is so fucking rude. But yeah, I would say
I'm just mad because that happened to us.
Well, she wasn't even a dick about it. She was just like, she even said, I'm sure you guys are great. But she was like, sorry, I thought this was the Jake Johnson podcast. I'm sure you guys are great.
Okay.
And she gave us $1.
We did get $1.
Well, like after Patreon's cut, like 66 cents.
We got like 20 cents.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great, but.
Thank you.
I probably literally could have made more money playing the guitar on a street corner. But yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No. Being homeless? No.
No, you don't have to be homeless to do it. Could do it and then go home.
It's not a job, though, if anybody does that. I
didn't say it's a job. I said it'd be fun to do. It's like a Saturday thing.
I'm a street performer. It's so cool. I go down to where there's a bunch of shops and wine bars in cool neighborhoods that cost too much to live in. And then I just hook up my little speaker and my acoustic electric and I play Wonderwall a whole bunch. No, it sucks.
You get people cheering you on and saying you did a good job.
Well, great. No, what's fucked is like if I ever have cash, I always give those people a dollar and like stand there and listen a little bit. But it's like, don't do that. Like, why do I have to do that? I mean, it beats like
you don't have
guy.
To do that. I just walk past if I'm not interested. And I'll stand there and listen and not give them any money.
I'm always interested and I have to have to give them a dollar.
It's a you problem. It's just giving people money left and right. I take their money. I pick up the bucket and it's mine now. Thank you for your work today, sir.
That is crazy illegal.
I mean, clearly that's a joke.
I don't think you can do that.
I should
shit.
Probably stop.
Yeah. Talking. I remember one time when I was like browned out fucking drunk in my 20s, I took some money from a tip jar outside of a bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a delinquent you were.
Oh, dude, I'm so fucking calm compared to what I used to be. Like, I just, life has gotten me. I don't have the energy to just spit in society's face like I used to. I mean, these kids today, you're not fucking punk rock. You're as punk rock as fucking McDonald's, dude. I was fucking punk rock.
It's true.
I think I was just a criminal mostly, but
yeah, I mean, that's punk rock, right?
I mean, is
crimes?
It? I guess it's kind of cool. I smoked a
it
lot
depends
of cigarettes.
On the crimes,
I smoked,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Like, I don't know.
It's like, I commit crimes. I'm so cool and punk. And he's like, he's just a pedophile. It's just.
I was thinking of a better joke for that, which was, I don't think that, like, you know, embezzlement is very punk rock.
Insider but, trading.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Martha Stewart got for. Well, they were trying to get her for the insider trading, but she lied to the FBI, which is a lot more rock and roll. And then she hooked up with Snoop Dogg.
Okay, well, they're friends.
Yes, they did set her up. It's like getting Capone on his taxes or whatever. Like, they sent her to jail for lying to the FBI. Like,
yeah, it's fucking retarded. Fuck the FBI.
Honestly.
What a bunch of dorks. You know what FBI stands for? Fucking bitches, isn't it? Right? Like British people say?
That was worse than what I was going to say for sure.
Fucking dorks? More like the dork BI.
I was going to say faggot butt idiots, but yours is good too.
Mine's British because British people are cool and totally cool.
Yeah. I didn't get, this is not like a review on Apple, but it did get to me. It's a review of our last episode, kind of.
Okay.
I like this episode.
Wait, where was
a
this
lot.
Where was this posted?
It was sent to
it
my
was
phone.
Just somebody just
text.
Sent it
someone
to
texted
you.
Texted me.
That sucks.
It's about the last episode.
Okay, but it's also cowardly.
That's a good point. They should be just reviewing.
Just fucking constantly. Leave a comment, douche.
It's a good point. This person has left us a 5-star review in the past already, though. On
I
Apple.
Appreciate that. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube and leave a fucking comment with your nice little review of the goddamn episode, Dan. I don't know.
That,
engagement
yes.
actually helps things. How are you,
That's
like...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. If you're not going to give us money on the Patreon to hear our wonderful bonus episodes at patreon.com/heretohelppodcast, which you can get all of the backlog for as little as $1 a month.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Eat a
Great
dick.
Deal. Now... What? I am promoting whatever. If you don't want to do that, the best way to support us is, yes, engagement and tweeting out the show and commenting and liking.
And the next time that if anybody sees a review of our podcast under the YouTube or Rumble, Bright Ox, attack.
Yes. No, stop. Why? Why are you making them attack all the time?
Chaos!
We want people to listen. So yeah, you should be nice to us and help us. And also, when you do that, we're going to get you.
I'll get Niles on the scene. It's going to be fucking AI of your stupid ass.
He will have your docs made into a robot that speaks with your voice within the hour, because that's what happened to me. And so, for some reason, he just stopped all of a sudden. Like, I was having a lot of fun with the doxing that was going on there, actually.
That's why he quit. No, he'll fucking...
Because I liked it. Yes. He wanted to scare me. And I'm just like, everyone's telling me I'm so stupid for encouraging this because you just doxed me. And... but I think it's fun, and he just stopped.
Yeah, he's like, well, fuck that, dude. No, what he'll do is he'll find out what your voice sounds like, and then, like, where you work, and then have an AI version of you call and be like, hello, boss, I quit. So-
Hello, boss, I am taking a giant poop on the toilet right now, and I'd like to, I thought this would be a good time. You know, sometimes you get... that post-poop clarity, and I thought this would be a good time to call in my resignation. That's what's going to happen if you're nice to us. Anyway, this person says, I like the last episode a lot, by the way. It's nice when Bryden actually participates.
The fuck does that mean?
You were higher energy last week. Sometimes you kind of check out, don't you think?
I still talk like a shit ton.
Yeah.
I still say, like, this is my advice for the person. Like, eat a dick, kill yourself. Like, whatever it is. Like, what?
I think
what
is this that person is right.
What is that supposed to mean? Like, oh, fucking participant. I guarantee if you go and you cut out the reading of the stories, I talk more than you do.
I do read the stories, though, yeah. Which is, that's a lot more of my voice.
Right.
It counts.
But that's not engagement, it's fucking reading.
Fine, fair, whatever. Sometimes he's too heavy on the being mean to you, and it gets to be a boring bit. So I guess this person liked that you were being mean to an entire ethnic group instead of me.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
You have to spread the meanness around more, Bryden.
Abby, you look like a Chinese person.
You did tell me I look like Bjork once. It's close enough.
She's Finnish.
Close enough.
No, she's Finnish making music, right? She's retired. Hey, whoa! Oh, ah, hot stuff over here. World's only comic.
Mm-hmm. The only one of your caliber, that's for sure.
Holy shit, that's your joke for the month, huh?
That was pretty good. Okay, leave me alone. Let's not. Well, if we draw too much attention to it, people will think I'm a one-hit wonder. Okay, just let's move on.
Yeah, instead you're a no-tit wonder.
I do. Oh, that was good. Okay. Dear Abby, why do you always ignore all the things listeners write in here for the show?
Oh, wait, is this
the
a
answer
thing?
To that? This
that was the end.
One.
That was the end of the
that
review
was the end
of the
that
episode.
One.
Was yeah. that?
I mean, I can go back and read more.
No. So the entire thing was sometimes I don't get the purpose of the show, and I hate Chinese people. That's fucking crazy. That's somebody. That's your review of the episode.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, my advice is kill yourself and eat a dick.
Well. I don't think that was very nice of you, Bryden. And this person wants you to be nicer.
I don't give a fuck what some person thinks.
The answer to the new Dear Abby that I was just reading, though, is Niles keeps posting these really long things that are not Dear Abby's from him. It's just a Reddit.
Yeah, that's
like thing, which goes in the Reddit and advice suggestions. Oh, so it doesn't go in the Dear Abby.
So that's why you disqualify them. Because
it's in the frog category. If it was shorter, like or an actual Dear Abby, then I would put it in the Dear Abby segment. Now, the thing about the Reddit segment is we only ever get to one or two Reddit posts. So
okay,
no,
well,
I don't get to them all.
We'll get to some of them then.
I'm trying. We're going to do better.
Hold on, wait.
Okay, that's gross.
That was a deep one, dude. I felt that in my butt.
What? Okay, anyway. P.S. The only reason I listen to the podcast is for Bryden. You're terrible at podcasting, and you're also a faggot.
Yeah, I wonder who, whose giant penis wrote that.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote that, Dear Evie. It couldn't be that I can see name.
It's probably a really,
right there.
Really tall guy with a lot of Lamborghinis.
It's about 5'2".
5'6". I mean, we don't know who it is. We don't know who wrote that.
He's got webbed feet, I was told.
Okay, that's ass. I have proven a million times I don't have webbed feet.
Can't prove it on here. It's an audio show only. So my people who don't know what you look like because they just listen to this audio podcast and none of your other stuff, they know the truth, okay? You have webbed feet. Please don't show me your feet. If you pick your feet up to the camera, I'm going to be very upset.
They're not webbed. Now, to be fair, on both of my feet,
there's webbing.
I wouldn't call it webbing.
He's like a frog man.
I would say it's web-ish. I've got a little more skin between the second and third toe.
Uh-huh.
It is a little, there's a reason that started.
It's got a name. There's a name for that.
It's not, though.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Okay, well, all of this is rude. They're just filling up my... Okay, put your foot down.
It's not webbed.
That is webbing. Your toes are webbed. No, because these are fine. I'm looking at frog feet.
No, this just right there, a little.
It's not webbed. And also, you know how frog toes are like real skinny and then like bulbous at the end.
They are kind of like that. I agree. They are kind of like that. That's... frog toes, I think I would accept. But they're not webbed.
Everyone that has Bryden on Discord, just DM him, spam him with frog foot boy or something weird like that. That would be nice.
You gotta see.
Abitch's attack.
You gotta see. It doesn't work like that. You gotta see this.
Rip his guts out. His bones.
I do have a real gross toe.
Okay. Why are you inspecting? Now he's just inspecting them.
No,
I'm
texting it to you.
Okay, that's not what I want.
I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you're going to get me in trouble again because my husband's going to see my phone and he's going to be like, you're getting foot pictures and you're dead.
It's not a foot picture.
People are sending you feet pics.
It's a gross toe because I pulled a fucking Hardee's door over it when I was like 5. I had to get stitches. It tore the whole toenail
up.
That's
terrible.
Yeah, it's a fucked up toe. I'll accept that. I got a fucked up toe.
So he's got foot problems.
It's a pretty fucked up toe.
Okay, yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's a weird one.
It grows weird.
That's a problem.
Calcified and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, it ain't great. It's a fucked up toe.
Yeah, okay.
Ruined my fucking chances of ever being an NFL punter.
Yeah, you were going to get into the NFL.
I could have.
Like, is anyone in the NFL under like 6 foot?
Yeah, kickers.
Yeah, how tall are they?
I mean, average cool guy height.
5'10", 5'11"?
Shortest
3 feet taller than you?
Shortest NFL kicker is Jim Breach, 5'6". That's how tall I am.
Oh,
now, they are 5'6", 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", 5'10", 5'11". That guy's 6 foot. That's too tall. But they're all white.
That's a good point. You're making good points. All right. So most of my Dear Abby feed, that's the other thing, is you want to complain that I'm not reading all the Dear Abbies when 90% of the ones submitted, the comments in that page on Discord in that section are just goofing on me. And it's mostly Niles doing it, actually. Yeah. He just spams the Dear Abby channel with, like, making fun of me.
Niles is the two and only, dude.
Yeah, I thought we were buddies, and then I realized over time that he wasn't even pretending to like me. I was
not
just
chance.
Deluding myself or something. Like, I don't know what I was thinking there.
Not a chance.
I thought it was, like, Bance, you know? Like, we're buddies and we're bancing.
No. But you do have a stomach band, and it failed.
I do not have a stomach band.
What are we gonna are we gonna tell people that you're in a wheelchair?
I'm not in a wheelchair. It's not true. I could get one of those electric ones that you just control. It's got like a joystick, you know? You can do like 360 turns. It's all fast.
Yeah, everybody's heard of Christopher. Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm. No, I knew like a girl Stephen Hawking growing up.
Okay, well, you did.
She had like a bunch of birth defects.
You knew a girl.
And she had the chair.
You knew a girl with ALS is what you did. You didn't know a girl Stephen Hawking.
No, she
Hawking.
Didn't even have ALS. There were other problems. And she wasn't a genius.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm pretty sure that
a lot of birth defects.
When people think of Stephen Hawking, they think silly wheelchair, silly voice, and then also the big part was space doctor, right?
No.
Yeah, he liked Dr. Space and shit. I also think that he might have been a lie. Because it's like, you could have just loaded up any old thing on there. You know, who's to say that's what he was thinking? He could have just been totally retarded.
Yeah, also he lived way, way longer than most people with that disease do.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Like, what if he was just a puppet? Like a corpse that they were just kind of rolling around.
Huh, like the president, am I right? Let's go Brandon, everybody. Woo!
All right.
Politics.
Dear Abby, do you think very small kittens are cute, or do they need to be like 10 weeks old to be cute? Also, how do I learn to speak English without an accent? First of all kittens are cute. Okay.
Well, hold on. Like, how small are we talking? Like, when they've got the weird big heads and no hair, I mean, they're still fine, I guess, but it's like when you can hold them in your, like, between your thumbs, that's odd.
Yeah, I would say maybe like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? 5 weeks is when they get cute.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously, like most things, you know, they're cutest when they're like real tiny, and then mm-hmm. they just become normal crone cats that nobody cares about.
I do love cat.
They're fine. I you know, I think they're okay. But yeah, when they're like real tiny, fucking pink and all that shit, it's like, I don't really. I just feel like they're gonna die. I just feel like they're gonna die.
Oh, it is a little scary, yeah.
It's like, it doesn't give me good feelings. I'm not like, adorable. I'm like, oh shit, somebody help it. It's, you know, struggling.
Good point. Premature. Oh, and don't try to speak English without an accent. I don't know why you would do that. I heard your voice, and it's a fun accent and a beautiful voice, and you should not ruin it. Your normal accent is good. I kind of wish I had my natural accent and it hadn't been beaten out of me.
Okay, but you're retarded. And let me think about this. Like, so I've been trying to learn fucking Spanish, right? Not in depth, just on the Duolingo. I would rather just not have a fucking, I always obviously would, but you try to speak with as less of an accent as you can, because that's just called doing it the right fucking way. So
I don't.
Think about that. Yeah, I know, because you actually have never had a job. You don't fucking care about perfection or doing things correctly. You've had everything handed to you. And this person.
Oh, you bitch. I had everything handed to me. I've never suffered in life. Oh, my gosh. If I was in that room, I would just pick up the fridge and hit you with it. Okay? Because I can do that.
Do you think you can pick up a refrigerator?
I don't know why I said fridge. I'm just looking at your camera and the things behind you, and there's not much.
I mean, that's crazy.
To choose
from. You just thought you could just She-Hulk a fucking fridge, but okay. So anyway, I respect trying to speak English with less and less of an accent. Obviously, you're always going to have some sort of an accent, but I would say, and this is solid advice, I think, try doing it with an accent from America. Like, just, you know, be the...
Oh, that's a good trick, actually. Just pretend you sound like a radio caster from the 40s or something.
Oh, no, I was going to say do it Southern, because that's the funniest thing to tell this person.
So if you ever seen King of the Hill,
yeah, do it like that.
You need to watch a lot of King of the Hill.
If you could just speak like Boomhauer, I think
that's the way to do it.
Everybody would really enjoy that.
It's so good.
Pick an accent, you know, a Brooklyn accent even would be hilarious.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So it's like, hey, there is pizza. I'm walking here. Just sound fucking weird. That would rule.
Please do this. Please.
Give up years of fucking work of learning a new language for the bit. All right? Do it. Become a retard.
Because, look, really, if you're not having fun with your life, there's no point to it anyway. So
well,
just have fun.
Even if you're having fun with your life, there is no point to it. But that's not just for this part. It's not just for her. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
There's no point to your life.
Nobody wants to hear from the nihilist, Bryden. That's everyone's least favorite part of the show, is you telling us that it would be fine if we just killed ourselves.
It would be. It would be. And then, you know, you're not Caesar. Nobody's going to remember you, stupid ass.
And you're forgetting the first two lines of our slogan.
What's that?
Live, laugh, kill yourself.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah.
They have to do the others first.
How about this? Kill yourself and I'll live and laugh.
You're not very supportive.
Eat shit, listeners!
Okay, I do have one more Dear Abby. Okay, I know the Dear Abby segment is going a little long today, guys. I'm sorry. Dear Abby, I have to be around my ex often in social settings. This makes it difficult to move on because he often buddies up to the guys who are interested in me. I also feel awkward because I don't want to be mean or heartless, but if I like a new guy, I want to show him. Is it wrong to flirt with other men in front of him? Any advice is appreciated.
Hold on, let me spearhead this one. How long have they been exes?
That would be, I think, like 4 or 5 months.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to really change the dynamic of why maybe he's quote-unquote buddying up. He could just be dudes drinking beers. Like, if it had been a year, I think it's more of a tricky situation. My question would be, why the fuck are you guys hanging out? Unless it's like amicable
I do ask questions back and forth. Sometimes it's an amicable situation. They have the same friend group and everyone likes them both.
Who broke up with who though?
He broke up with her.
Oh, he probably like just as a male probably has some little bit of jealousy, but he may not be buddying up to these guys. He might be. I don't know. We don't know the details. He also might just be a dude that likes Bud Light. And, you know,
it's possible also that if you like these guys and these are the type of guys that would be attracted to you, they may have something in common and they naturally would be buddies.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess it really changes things. If he's buddying up to them, that means he's harboring some feelings still. If he's just hanging out with dudes and she's like, oh, they're buddies. It's like, well,
so does your advice about whether or not she's allowed to flirt with other guys who are in these social situations change depending on if he's still into her or it's just a buddy-buddy thing?
Well, I mean, he broke up with her, so it's like, it might complicate things for you, but I mean, I think you're allowed, you know? It's like
I think so, too.
You know, he broke up with you. Now, if you broke up with him and then that happened, then it'd be like, okay, come on, have a little fucking sympathy here.
See, that's what I think, too, because if he broke up with you, then it's all justified. Like, he said, it's over. We're done. We're friends now. You guys are just buddies now. Then, I mean, you know no different.
Yeah.
You have no expectation that he is still into you or anything like that. You pretty innocent for you to flirt with other guys.
So get out there and fuck all his friends, you insensitive, heartless slut.
You need to have a roster, okay?
I thought for sure you were going to say you need to have a Roscoe. And I was like, I cannot wait to see where this goes.
That's a good idea.
Just to have a Roscoe?
Can we set her up with Roscoe?
Roscoe would fucking kill all those dudes. There's no way. He'd show up and just, they'd all get divorced and all the women would just flood towards him. It's true. Okay. It's true.
See? I mean, he's just, he does seem like a ladies' magnet. Like, he just, people just go real, real in for that weird Don Cheadle face.
They call him Resonation Roscoe, because everybody just, you know, resonates with him. They think that he's great. They call him that. They do. They do call him that.
So my due advice is that we're going to set you up with Roscoe.
Yeah. What do you think about a man in his 40s that owns a raccoon and has a kid?
The raccoon is very cute.
Yeah, of course.
He misbehaves, but that's just kind of a raccoon thing.
And I'm also not sure if he ever bought that weird Japanese truck or not. So there's that. See, doesn't he sound like a guy you want to meet?
His favorite hobby is pulling like 100 stumps out of the ground. It's very manly. That is extremely masculine. Just pulling stumps out of the ground.
He watches 1990s to 2000s wrestling match episodes in order and has been for years.
It's new every time.
Damn, we need to get this to Roscoe so he can make this his fucking Bumble profile. This is video of just two people who are like, wow. You're like, I'm great. Wait, do you hear what my friends have to say about me?
Okay, we do need to cut this. So someone give me the clip. We can give it to Roscoe. I'll post it on Twitter for him. Just caption it, ladies, with this at. It'll be great. But
just
yeah, now you
ladies.
Need
to... Just at so, ladies. Just somehow goes out to all women. Like, they get notified. I don't even have Twitter. What the fuck is that?
Just beamed into their brains. Go. I don't know who this man is, but I just had a sudden thought. I need to go to wherever the hell he lives. I don't remember.
Have you seen that that poster that says, have you seen this man in your dreams? And it's the nondescript.
Yeah.
We should do one that's just Roscoe's face.
Okay, yes. This is what we need, all these autistic weirdos that listen to the show to actually do some freaking work. What are you for? What are you listening for? I know multiple of you have like weird stuff going on, okay?
What's that supposed to mean?
You should be doing work for us, okay?
What's that supposed to mean? They got weird stuff going on.
I don't know what these people do with their time, but they've got time.
They live lives! They live normal lives as alcoholics. I mean, the amount of people that listen to this fucking show that have, like, probably extremely detrimental goddamn alcohol addictions has got to be high. I wish that, like, Anchor would give us stats on that. They just tell us where people are, like, listening from, but it should be like, how often does this guy go to the liquor store?
Like, it's like, you should have to put, like, needles and sensors into your arm. We just, like...
Oh, they're already putting...
Check for THC content as the episode goes through.
A few of them are already putting needles in their arm, I guarantee it.
And we love you anyway. We don't judge here. We're here to help you, too.
Abby is speaking the truth, her truth. She's speaking her
truth. That's what I'm good at.
I judge you deeply.
He judges everyone for everything. You can't take it personally. Now, let's see. We need to get into at least one Reddit story so that we can help these poor souls.
We still got a half an hour left. You're fine.
I know, but at this rate, like, we have some habits we tend to get into.
See, dear listener, we also
veering
have habits.
Off trail. We have habits. Deadly, deadly habits.
What about, as cool as rabbits? I like him. It was Easter recently.
Yeah.
They got rabbits at Easter all the time.
I haven't had Easter yet.
What? It's over. It's done.
No, it's not. It's like May 1st.
Nah, I'm pretty sure Easter already happened.
Right? Like, no, I know when Easter is because I'm part of the true church, okay?
Uh-huh. Jew church.
All these idiots have Easter on the wrong day.
Yeah, it's March 31st, bro.
Everyone else is wrong.
Okay. Well, Google's probably right about this.
Okay, look up Orthodox Easter 2024.
Okay. Orthodox Easter 2024. It doesn't give
hasn't
me...
Hasn't happened.
It says that it falls on May 5th and there's still eggs involved somehow.
Yep. And we color them red with yellow onion skins. Gotta be red.
Is Orthodox just poverty? What the fuck is this religion?
It's just the traditional way to do it. Well, it's just how people did it before there were like dyes and stuff, like dye kits.
Yeah, it's how people did it before there was electricity and clothes.
I'm not saying I use the onion skins. You gotta save those up like all year. Like ladies will, like the old ladies that do it like that will save up their yellow onion skins for the whole like year.
Yellow onions
so
are gross.
So they can boil eggs in it.
That fucking sucks. I hate that.
Yellow onions are the only ones that are even halfway acceptable and only cooked.
Nope.
Because they're red sweet onion. And mild.
I go red onion. If I have to go onion, I'm going red onion. Thinly, tinily diced into the smallest squares that you've ever seen. And it goes in pico de gallo.
Oh, gosh. See, that's disgusting and horrible. Any raw onion, I can't handle. I'm telling you that they have this, like, defense mechanism in them, okay? The juice of a raw onion wants you to die.
Well,
it wants you to stop eating it. That's why it makes you cry and gag.
I think it makes you cry and gag, but... And also, onion rings are good, but get on to the Reddit story. That's fine. Enough onion talk.
From our... Wait, first, our Reddit advice segment. Do-do-do-do! Everyone loves that. That's their favorite part of the show.
I'm gonna go pee.
No. You can, you won't hear the story. Everything, you, why do you do these things?
Nah, read the story.
From r/confessions, I just found out I'm dating my third cousin.
Oh, you gotta break up with him. You can't do that.
Third, though? That's pretty far out. I think that's legal.
Yeah, so's a lot of things that you still should probably not do.
She mentioned that she had a Jones, name changed, but it's by last name, somewhere in her family tree. I just double-checked with my mom, who knows all of that family stuff. Turns out Mr. Jones is my great-great-grandfather, and Mrs. Jones is her great-great-grandfather. That asshole! He just left! He can't even hear the freaking story because he went to the bathroom. I can't freaking believe this. He is so disrespectful. I'm trying to run a show. I'm starting to think that his entire role on the show is not to be funny, okay? It's to make me angry because he is amused by it. I'm not even convinced he wants the show to succeed. It's just a vehicle to bully me because he hates me. He just hates me. And just like when I didn't realize Niles hated me, I didn't realize this at first either. What am I supposed to do with this disrespect and this shit flinging that I have to constantly deal with? Well, next week, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a friend on as a guest. It's going to be wonderful. And she is a beautiful, vibrant, funny woman who's going to make this show even better. And Bryden's going to hate her. So that'll be exciting. I'll be it sneaky. I can't finish reading the story till he gets back, so. And now he's back.
Wrecked, dude.
Hi, yeah. Do you think that's good content?
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
For you right away when you're supposed to hear the thing? Also, you peed right before. I have had 3 children and my bladder is in better shape than yours. How is that possible?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is you break the seal, dude? I also
can't break the seal.
Also, I never let life get in the way of a fucking good punchline, and I saw you looking down, so I just tried to sneak away.
I didn't even notice until you were like, he like got all the way to the door before I looked up because I was reading the story, not looking at him, and he gives me just the most adorable little mischievous cartoon like like mustache twirling like look over his shoulder and waiting for me to notice. It's like a fucking cartoon character.
Got your ass. Okay, so did they do a fucking DNA test?
No, they didn't. I'm going to read the story to you now.
Oh, I thought you were reading it. It's boring. I already know my answer is gross.
I just double-checked with my mom, who knows all of that family stuff. Turns out Mr. Jones is my great-great-grandfather, and Mrs. Jones is her great-great-grandmother. Okay, we're not going to have kids together. In fact, we can't.
Yeah, probably because of incest.
Well, I was thinking maybe one of them's infertile.
Hold on, let me do it. Yeah, probably because I'm sure they're not the first over here. Okay, how far away are third cousins really? First cousins share grandpa. This just tells me about
it. That's a great thing to just have in your search history. One day when the cops get that computer.
No, I mean,
what is the likelihood of genetic defects?
That's a good one.
Sex
what is
their
the
cousin?
Likelihood of genetic defects with your third cousin? I mean, dude, the problem
is
that these people
pretty normal throughout history. Third cousin,
no greater than the offspring of any couple. Yeah, so apparently you can do that.
Yeah, I think third is pretty good. In fact, families used to just do that as a rule. Like they know the family, they're close.
Yeah, they also
they live
to
in the same village.
Yeah, so you should just like sell 10-year-olds into marriage, though. Like, let's not hear. There's enough people in the world.
No, it depends on the part of the world, but generally in Western Europe, the 10-year-olds getting sold into marriage were just the nobility, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's cool when rich people do it.
Peasants got married at like 20, 21, 22.
The ripe old age. When I search, is dating your third, these are the results. Is dating your third cousin wrong? Is dating your third cousin illegal? Is dating your third cousin weird? Is dating your third cousin bad? Is dating your, and then they just repeat it, but spelling the word.
Yeah.
Is it okay to date your third cousin? Can you date your third or fourth cousin? So I want to see the Google fucking stats on this. Google search stats. How do I do that? Somebody tell me how to do that. Do you think a third cousin? Mumsnet.com. There's a post from 2022. To think a third cousin isn't really a relative. So that must be like in like for illiterate British people or something like that. So yeah, I guess people do that shit all the time. But like the thing is, once you know, then like, I mean, isn't it like.
It is weird.
You know, because you're going to be like, oh, great granddad, great grandma are looking down on us. Fucking.
Yeah.
You know, that's because it's once you know, it's Schrodinger's incest is what it is.
I guess so. Is it or is it not? I don't know.
Name
I mean,
the
it's
episode,
not.
By
I
the
mean,
way.
It is. Schrodinger's Incest is an amazing title for the episode. It is and it's not at the same time, okay? Because technically, yes, but not like in a damaging way. That's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, even just the country's so fucking big.
I know. No, dude.
How many people? Okay, so how many people can your great great fucking grandparents have? Right? They got all these people. And they go out there. And you can look at one of these maps. It's still only like 128 people or what the fuck ever. So out of 100, you know, there's so many people. And there's still like, I got to get in there with one of those. That's fucking.
There are a lot of other people out there. But these guys didn't find out until they were already dating and like in love.
Yeah,
I don't know what you do then.
I'm sure there was a familial connection. A natural familial connection.
Have I told you about the time I was like 14 years old and I watched an incest documentary?
No. And
okay, I just found he was on the TV.
I don't think you've ever been drunk enough to spill those beans. No,
I did. And they were going through like all these like psychology things and like statistics, and there was this German couple that were brother and sister, and they had like six kids. They just kept having these like horrible deformed retarded kids.
Who would have thought?
And the state, they were like, sob story, because they were like, the state keeps trying to steal our children. They keep telling us we're not allowed to be married and live together. And they keep trying to take our children. It's like, how about you stop having children?
So wait, you're telling me that a German brother and sister did this. Who would have thought that Hitler's eugenics program was flawed?
I don't think he was having that happen. I mean, perfectly honest with you, I don't think that was the eugenics he was working with.
I think he was.
That's
I think
the
he
opposite. That's like anti.
I have to bang in my cousin.
Oh my goodness. But the anyway, but they were going through the psychology of like usually it's like siblings separated at birth, and this yeah. happens with like twins that are like male and female a lot too, where they'll meet for the first time in adulthood, or like they haven't seen each other since they're real little, so they don't remember each other, and like you're attracted to people who kind of look like you and kind of smell like you and kind of think like you. And so there's just this weird thing that happens in your brain is what it was saying, which is like, how about you just don't do it?
You would think that you'd be like, holy shit. What? Oh God. Fucking long lost sister. The first thing that comes to your mind shouldn't be like, well, I have a penis and you have a vagina. Like, that's.
I wonder if it's like a narcissism thing where you want to, like, sleep with yourself. You know what I mean?
I don't want to sleep with me. I'm fat.
You're disgusting.
It's not good.
Like a worm.
Just be like, look at all these fucking. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the worm thing, I'm going to start doing
your neck.
I know. I'm going to start doing a lymphatic draining.
Oh, you should do that. That I've heard great things about that.
Apparently it works. I don't know. Some fat chick on TikTok was talking about it because she was real fat. She was like, you know why I don't have a double chin? Lymphatic draining. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm like not nearly as fat as she is. So maybe this will work out for me. Maybe I've just got swollen ass lymph nodes from all the good ideas that I have.
You might. Your brain is like oozing into your lymphs.
I got too much. Well, that's what happened to my gut. All my fucking ideas that I don't think about just go down into my gut.
You're like an octopus, kind of brain in every limb.
Yeah. Too fucking smart for this world. I'm getting too fat for it.
Too fat. The world can't handle it.
Too fat to live. Too smart to die.
We're not going to have kids together because we can't. So does it matter? I haven't told her yet. It's getting really serious. Yeah, see, she doesn't know. And the reason she doesn't know is because it's been getting really serious. Like, when should we move in together serious? And we each have 3 kids from previous marriages.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
So they're not going to have any more probably because of that,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's like the fucking Brady Bunch in there. That's fucking crazy. Just get a maid.
Is this bad? My mind is still trying to wrap itself around this. First of all, you have to tell her. Because what if she finds out and you didn't tell her?
Oh, and then he could just be like, what? That's crazy.
If she finds out from your mom who knows you know?
That's Krisentagen or whatever the fuck, right?
It's actually just those guys.
you gotta say something.
You have to tell her. And she might be fine with it, especially if you guys aren't going to have any kids and all that. Like, I had a family member who dated and slept with her cousin. But he was, like, adopted.
Hold on, what cousin? Oh.
So there was no blood relation.
Well, that
it was second cousin, but his mom and her grandma were both adopted into a family together. So they were adopted siblings.
That's not incest. That's just a fucking anime.
It's just weird is what it is. But everybody freaked out about it. And we're like, we're not going to tell them they have to not. Because, like, technically, it's not, like, dysgenic or anything. It's okay, I guess. But, like, this is really weird. Like, we have to discourage this. That was basically the attitude.
The only reason
they did break up because it was weird.
Yeah, the only reason you'd fucking want to discourage that, though, is just like, hey, this is family, and you guys are going to break up, and that's going to be weird for you guys.
For every family barbecue.
Well, not even that. Just between you guys as, like, you know, it's supposed to be your cousin. It's not your ex-girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
It's going to, don't do that. There's other fish in the sea. Outside of these 128 people that you just have to fucking one of them? Like, how small is this town?
It's crazy, right? But also, in my family, there's been a lot of mate stealing, of like moms stealing their daughter's boyfriends. So, like, passing
that's fucking hot, though.
Men around in the family is just kind of a tradition.
That's like, you know, like, I've aged out of MILF porn, you know? Like, they're just age-appropriate women for me, right? But, like, dude, yeah. You know, when you're fucking, you know, 19, hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
And that's the thing. The guys are always, like, you know, 18 to 22
yeah.
when they get stolen by the mom. So I mean, it's just that perfect age to be like, well, this is kind of cool.
It's you know, I remember being 19. It's pretty hot. But, you know.
The poor daughter, though. But, yeah.
Well, hey, Ronald,
no, seriously, because one time one of them got, oh, my God. I think I've told this story on maybe a bonus episode. But your stepdad being your ex-boyfriend was a weird thing going on in my family with some people. It was a weird dynamic. And telling your children, hey, grandpa and I dated in high school was a weird thing to have to explain.
Look, I don't know. I'm just an old man, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there was a song written about the whole damn thing. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see?
You're just not the girl for me. Hell yeah.
Okay. Good. I think people like the singing. People like our terrible, not trying singing. I think our advice was you should tell her and discuss whether or not it's acceptable to you. Because I'll say this about the family that I mentioned a minute ago is that them breaking up because it's weird before things got like too serious meant that there was no awkwardness and they could just be cousins.
Well,
like there was no like dramatic breakup stuff.
Well, no, because you're bringing it up and everybody still knew about it and everybody... There was awkwardness.
Well, I meant they could like, still be.
Pretty. You know, they're like, hey, you remember the time they fucked our weird adoptive cousin people?
And that's then fair. I am still talking about it.
Like, that was like, oh, pass me another Keystone Ice and let's talk about those fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, but it's also not the only. There's some actual incest in the family, too, that happened. But, like, when you're past menopause, how much does it matter, I guess? I don't know.
Oh, God. Every day you just remind me that, like, I wasn't as white trash as I thought. Good grief. That's.
I just like seeing your face when I say these things, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's not good.
It's not even, like, necessary for the show. It's just amusing to me.
Family tree, fourth cousins chart. I want to see, because I think it's, like, 128, or maybe even less than that. So, okay. So, great-grandfather, right? Dude, it's, mm-hmm. it's less than 128. No, wait, I'm looking at the wrong chart. I think 128 seems like a fair number, right? It may be less. Let's say they all had a bunch of fucking kids or whatever. Because people mm-hmm. used to just have a bunch of kids back then. It just seems like, I mean, maybe go one town over, you know? Figure it out.
Yeah, you could date online. You could,
like,
you could do a lot of things.
I don't know. Does she kind of resemble your uncle? Ah, it's hard pass. Figure that out. Date an Asian.
You could date an Asian.
There's no chance of that. We're not going into Asians again. I like Asian people, for the record. I think they're cool.
That is just a complete 180. That is not what you said last week. You were schizophrenic. Or no, that's not the word I'm looking for. You are a different person each week on the show. Your opinions just completely change.
I have complex opinions, and it's nuanced. I've grown as a person. You know, I know that Asians are people now. A lot happens in a week.
Yeah? Did someone tell you that? Did someone perpetuate the myth that Asians are people to you?
Did I tell the story on the show about the other day? It's been like probably a month now that an Asian lady caught me driving bad.
No.
Oh God,
that's
this
funny.
Is so fucking funny. I'm trying to find this place, and I get into the it's like an empty street, but I get into the turning lane to turn left, and there's a car beside me, and I'm like, ah, fuck, I need to go straight. So I just put it in reverse and go around, As I do that, there's an Asian woman that just looks at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I just start laughing my goddamn ass off. It's like, God got a sense of humor. That's fucking hilarious.
You deserved it.
I did. Oh, I did. Every curse word that she said in her fucking dropping a bunch of change in her toilet language was fucking, you know, totally valid.
Toilet language? Is that what you just... Okay, let's move on and do another story. This one's fun. Am I the asshole for accusing my wife of stopping for food on the way home?
Ooh, depends on where.
Where you accused her of getting food?
No, where she got the food.
Oh, I see. You're just assuming she did it.
Wait, I thought that was the thing, was that she stopped...
He said, for accusing my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay, let me hear the story. I mean, I thought that she did, but okay. This just got weirder and more Reddit.
Yeah. A few hours ago, my wife informed me...
How about let me just go ahead and give my opinion right away. You're a dork. That's a weird thing, unless it's like... I guarantee it's like, she was late for my soccer game. Like, just... Go ahead. This sucks, actually. I thought this was going to be interesting. It sucks. This guy stinks.
A few hours ago, my wife informed me that she was going to have to stay late at work. So a few hours ago, this guy is posting this fresh.
Oh,
this just happened before he got on his computer or whatever.
Go get a pickle out of the fridge and shove it up your ass.
She's been incredibly busy lately, so I told her that I would cook dinner and have it ready when she got home.
Oh.
I have a few signature recipes that I can make in a pinch from memory.
Here's the
thing.
So
that sentence there. Yeah. I have a few signature... So you can cook spaghetti.
Actually, what I like to do is I take some Campbell's cream of chicken soup.
Oh,
and...
God. Oh, you're really cooking with fire now, buddy. Or like my sister's ex-husband, apparently when he would want to make dinner sometimes, and he would like play it up like, oh, I'm really helping because I'm cooking dinner tonight. And it was always a can of clam chowder and a can of tuna, like that ratio,
oh.
But enough for the whole family. And that's what he, like, I'm not even kidding.
They make clam chowder in a can?
Yes. Yes. Mm. And he would just dump a can of albacore tuna in it.
What?
And that's your soup. That's what we're eating for dinner. And he was like,
wait, hold on.
They have two children, two young children that he was forcing to eat this slop.
Where did they live? The orphanage? That's
no, the man is wealthy, rich. Rich, okay? Like, comes from money and has a high-paying job.
That's how rich people...
He's just lazy.
See, that's how rich people stay rich, is they're like, guess what? I get my clam chowder from the fucking can.
He wanted to be able to say that he helps with dinner. That's the only reason to do that.
He wants
to be able to say that he helps.
What? How are you... Dude, okay, out of all the fucking super easy things you can do, where in your mind do you go, you know what? There's two cans of ingredients in a pan. That seems... And nothing else. Like, he didn't... There's nothing... It's just slop.
And you can do like a can-based... Like if you make chicken and rice casserole, like the boomers did. That's cans of soup and broth and chicken and rice. But it's like a whole meal. And it's got like chicken breasts in it. You know? It's fine. You can do that.
Get some freaking rice-a-roni or something. And that's a side. Then just fucking bake some chicken and then you're good.
Yeah.
But no,
anyway.
Instead he was like, you know what's good? Clam chowder and tuna heated and burnt around the edges. And that's what you'll have.
And now whenever I hear this phenomenon being mentioned anywhere near me or read it in a Reddit story where it's like, yeah, I'm a guy, I'm a husband, I have a couple recipes up my sleeve, even though I'm not the one who usually cooks, I just picture the clam chowder with the tuna in it.
Yeah, I just, like, make some, fucking heat up some pasta, and then, like, really fancy
it up. There's so many things.
You could
literally get a DiGiorno pizza, and everybody would be like, yay, that's the hero! Like,
if you really want to fancy up the boxed pasta... Fresh Parmesan.
You can do
that. Motherfucker. Just grate some fresh Parmesan on it. It's like, holy shit, look at that.
Well, when Costco meatballs. When I make the Parmesan pastaroni, I've got like a Parmesan chicken seasoning that I put a little in there, and then I put a little Parmesan on top after it's done. It's wonderful.
And then top it with fucking Reese's Pieces.
Were you watching? Everybody,
guess what? I made your favorite Coca-Cola pasta.
Yay!
Fucking no, your cooking's rough, dude.
I think we should do just what did she cook for dinner this week? And I'll pick one thing I cooked for dinner this week to tell you.
Yeah,
about.
But then you have to fucking explain how you did it. Because it's always just like, oh, wow, stromboli, that sounds really good. And then you're like, yeah. And actually, I use farts as the bread. Like, it sucks.
I was telling him, because he was saying that he didn't like these, like, extra cheesy pizza flavor blasted goldfish. Yeah, I told him he should use them to make a meatloaf. It'd make a mean meatloaf as the breadcrumbs, and he didn't go for it.
No, because that's fucking insane.
That would be so good. In a meatloaf? Think about it.
Yeah, meatloaf's already kind of fucking iffy.
Yeah, and that's why it needs to be pepped up. Pep it up with a little flavor blasting.
Yeah, who doesn't want to fucking pep up their fucking GMO meat with some maltodextrin?
Nobody. Nobody doesn't want to. That's what I'm saying.
Stupid.
Okay.
You can't cook worth shit.
She's been incredibly busy. Sorry. I decided to make rosemary lemon chicken with some canned green beans and bow tie pasta.
Hold on. That sounds okay. I mean, I don't care for the canned green beans, but that sounds good. And bow tie pasta.
Yeah.
It says, what is it called? Farfalle or whatever the fuck? How do you actually say it? We just say bow tie.
Farfalle. It's farfalle. Yeah. Bow tie just whatever. We're Americans.
They look like bow ties.
Cute little bow ties, okay? Like you would put on a kitty cat.
Looks like Chris. It looks like fucking Tucker Carlson is wearing those things on Crossfire, man.
He's so cute.
He's a 50-year-old man.
He's so cute though. I just want to peach his chubby cheeks.
He does violently fluctuate in weight. It's crazy.
He does. It's funny to me. He looks different all the time.
Haircuts,
so where was I?
He's always got fucking terrible haircuts.
The dinner was ready long before my wife got home. Yeah, because you baked some chicken and boiled some pasta. That doesn't take very long.
Which I think about 8 to 10 minutes or until al dente.
Until all go that ahead. Day. Like, he doesn't even know what that means.
Shh, our pet knows what that means.
He's fucking French.
Oh, al dente. Get out of here with that shit. Until soft to bite. That's what I call it. Yeah, it's more words. Al dente. What? He's not a dentist. I hate that. Al dente. Who's that? I never met a guy named al dente.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He hangs out with Salmonella. Salmonella and al dente hanging out on the New York street corner going, forget about it. Fucking hate that shit. French,
hey,
Italian.
I'm walking here all over again. Okay.
Some would say that I have an empire state of mind.
I go to New York. Okay. The dinner was ready long before my wife got home, which I think shows a lot of commitment. But when my wife finally got home, she was only picking at her food.
Maybe it's
she
sucks.
Was trying to, it probably tasted really bad, and she didn't want to be mean. If you don't cook very often, it's very possible.
Well, I mean, also, like, dude, if she fucking stopped off to get some goddamn fries, who cares?
Well, that's the other point. Like, I worked a long day. I can't really wait that long. Like, maybe she got something DoorDash to work for the last, like, hour and a half of it. Like, who knows?
Yeah, did she say she was hungry?
No. She just said she was going to stay late at work.
Okay, well, then there's a good chance she was fucking munching the whole goddamn time.
He did say he was going to cook dinner.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're hungry, then it's like, well, I don't know. Yeah. I'll give up hours of productivity because my husband's going to cook.
Well, and also, like, my husband sometimes comes home and I have dinner ready and I timed it perfectly. And he's like, oh, I had a big lunch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, and doesn't eat it.
Well, that happens.
Maybe like, he'll eat it later or bring it to lunch, to work for lunch the next day or something. Like, I don't freak out at him. I just go, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, you can't fucking time when you're hungry, especially you got a big lunch.
Yeah. And it's my thing where I want dinner ready when he gets home so that I can be done, because my day's not done until I've cooked and cleaned the kitchen. And if I'm doing that at 8 p.m., where was my evening? You know? It's well, not there. I don't get one. I was working.
Well, I wouldn't call it work, but it was during the day when you were doing nothing.
That's not true. I do things all day. I was teaching math today. We're doing mixed numbers and improper fractions. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure that you taught them improper.
No, I taught them how to fix them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much Buffy did you watch today?
None.
Yeah, it's because you're making your husband watch it?
No, we finished it.
Oh, okay.
We finished both Buffy and Angel, and now we're watching Stargate SG-1.
That sucks, dick.
But I don't watch it without him, so I have to wait for him to get home to watch it anyway.
Yeah, I forgot you watch a bunch of fucking Korean shit during the day.
I don't watch anything during the day. I listen to podcasts during the day. I was listening to a podcast. This is off topic. I need to pay attention to the story. Okay, so she's only picking at her food. She was trying to tell me about her day. So she's trying to tell you about her long, arduous day at work, okay?
As what?
But the lack of, I don't know, he doesn't say, but the lack of food being consumed off her plate was extremely distracting to me. He's just like staring at her like, why is she not eating?
Yeah, that's like Patrick Bateman style obsession. Weird. Like, but it's like, you're just Patrick Faggot. Like, that sucks. Who cares?
Yeah. It's like the lame version of it for sure. There are several fast food restaurants on the way home from her office, and it was becoming very apparent that she had stopped at one.
Okay, this guy's a psychopath.
That's right. Why would you even think that? Why would that even occur to you?
Okay, but here's the thing. I could see thinking it. Why would you give a flying fuck? You baked chicken and boiled pasta.
Yeah.
Like, even if you spent, like, the only thing I could think that would, like, take some time on that is, like, if you made a special sauce or whatever. But how long does it take to make sauce?
You know what's funny also? He doesn't say that he put, like, what sauce did he put on the bow tie pasta? I don't think there was one, unless...
I guarantee there was sauce.
This whole dish was the bow tie pasta with the chicken in it, which is lemon and rosemary flavored, and also canned green beans in it. Like, the only way it makes sense to not specify what you put on the bow tie pasta is if... This was all in a pan together, right?
Why would you put green beans in there, though?
That's what I'm getting at right now, is that that sounds terrible.
Well, because, I guess there is, like, pasta fagioli or whatever, which I always like calling fagioli, which is, like, little wonton motherfucking ravioli motherfuckers, basically. It's not wonton, but little raviolis. You got a bunch of shitty vegetables in them. The most disappointing ravioli in the world.
Yeah, but if you're going to have veggies in a pasta, you don't want them to be, like, super soft, like canned green beans. You want them to be, like, crisp from frying
I'm
in
thinking
the pan.
They're
you know what I mean?
I'm thinking the green beans are side. I'm thinking the pasta is side. But also, it could be an olive oil base with fucking rosemary and lemon, and that would be pretty good.
No, but you
good.
Would specify.
He's not upset about that. He's upset about his wife, his fat wife, getting all these goddamn hamburgers.
I'm saying, what if it was just gross and she didn't like it? And she's being nice.
There's a good chance that it's gross.
Okay.
I'm just saying it didn't take that much time.
And finally, I couldn't take it anymore and asked, where did you stop?
Oh, weird.
My wife seemed confused, so I clarified. I asked, where did you eat dinner?
That's fucking odd.
I know, right? My wife seemed surprised and angered by my question. She said that she had a hard day and that her stress levels were suppressing her appetite. I couldn't help but laugh. This was a ridiculous excuse. It's wow. Friday, which means that she won't need to worry about work for 3 more days. When I leave the office, I don't think at all about my workday, even if it was a bad one.
That's not how weekends work. I think about my fucking job a ton. Like, all of the middle of last year, every weekend was filled with nothing but work stress. All right, that's not how jobs work.
No, it's not at all. And also, just, she literally had a long workday today and just got home. Like, the stress doesn't leave the body right away.
Well, I mean, obviously, you haven't had his green beans and chicken and bow tie pasta.
This man is insane. Work does not affect me outside of work at all whatsoever. Okay, I'm glad you have a nice little cushy email job. Like, what else does that mean? Hey,
my email job stresses me out. Some of those emails are spam.
It's very difficult for you, I know. You were just telling me earlier about some strategies you had for doing less work.
It's true.
Which is shocking, because you weren't doing much in the first place.
No, you gotta learn how to stress manage.
Look, I'm all for doing things and getting money. Like, doing nothing and getting money, sorry, is what I meant.
Big difference. That was before. That's you before and after the job interview. I'm all about doing things and getting money. I'm all about doing nothing and getting money. No, this guy's a fag. This guy sucks.
I walked out to her car to look for fast food bags, I didn't end up finding any.
That's crazy to do.
And I'm assuming this is, because he didn't say that was later or anything, and he says this all, like, she texted him that she was going to be late a few hours ago, so he must have, like, immediately, she's like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't. And he gets up and goes outside,
Threw down his fork with a piece of baked chicken still on it and said, oh, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
This was so upsetting to my wife that when I came back inside, she was yelling at me.
Yeah.
If anyone should have been insulted, it was me. But she insisted that I was being a, quote, jackass and refused to hear my point of view.
Yeah. I think that she nailed it on that. I rarely agree with women, but I think that she absolutely nailed it. You're a jackass.
This is like, someone took, like, that's an extreme caricature of a nagging wife and just turned it into a man.
The fact that his wife was nicer to him than I have been the whole time really says something. Because the fact that your wife didn't call you a fucking queer is crazy.
Dude, I don't even know what I would do. I would be, like, scared, maybe, because this is, like, bizarre behavior.
Like, hold on. Have you been doing meth? Because that's why, like, I'm not eating. I've been doing meth.
Like, this man is about to crack.
Yeah, okay? No.
Like, something bad is about to happen, is what I would be thinking.
Yeah, no, that's Crisp and Wall shit. That's fucking weird. Yeah, so my advice is you can kill yourself.
Let me see.
That guy sucks. That's weird. To go out there and that's weird. Because, like, dude, what if she did get fucking McDonald's? So the fuck what?
Yeah, you don't do that. Like, first of all, just leave it. I wouldn't have even asked about it if I assumed this. Well, I would just think it in my head and maybe be mildly annoyed.
I would just bring it up and then be like, did your fat ass stop at McDonald's?
You didn't get anything for me?
Yeah, that would be basically my thought.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I can put down some chicken nuggets, dude. Like,
I'm so fucking fat that I completely forgot about accused as soon as she brought it up. I was like, where did she stop? Where's though?
That's a good point.
Is it Sonic? Because Sonic's good.
I like Sonic. Oh, I'm the worst because sometimes my husband will get home from work early, and on music lesson day, it's like we get out like after lunchtime. The kids are starving because their regular lunchtime has been missed. So we always stop and get Sonic or McDonald's.
Sonic.
And there's been a few times we get home and I've got all this fast food, nothing for my husband. And my husband's car is in the driveway. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, no, not again. And I go inside. I'm like, you have to tell me. You have to tell me if you're going to be home early now. What do I do? You have no food. And he's like, it's fine. And I'm like, no. You have to eat my burger, and then I have no burger, and then I'm pissed off. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you should just act like a person and just eat your burger, but whatever. You probably had a big lunch. Like,
he doesn't actually care. He's just like, I don't know. Like, just give me a burger anyway next time. It'll be fine in the fridge. Like, that's usually how he reacts.
No, that's a psycho fucking move, too. A cold-ass Sonic burger is not good.
Well, he would heat it back up, and then it's like...
Ew!
It's soggy, right?
No, that's fucking gross.
I don't know.
Wasn't this the
Maybe
guy
that...
Maybe
you could store the bun separately?
Wasn't this the guy, though, that was searching through the spice rack for satay?
Yes! Taking a bath, and I got the kid banging on the door. Mom, you didn't tell Dad what saute means. Where is the saute? What is he?
Brother, like, that's
pretty
bad.
Did you tell
bad.
Him to Google it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean, yeah, no, we're buddies, but that's pretty bad.
It was so funny.
Where the fuck is the saute at? Jesus Christ, that's pretty bad, bro.
I learned a lot that day.
About
my husband.
And he doesn't have a phone, I guess?
I learned some things that explained a lot about his brain and our dynamic.
Doesn't even make sense, actually. It's like, okay, saute the onions. Well, where's that? Where's the saute at?
Is that a special pan? Do I need, like, a griddle? Like, what is it?
Crazy, but, yeah.
I had worked hard on this meal, and to have her pick at it was a slap in the face.
I wouldn't go that far, actually.
She's barely said anything to me for a few hours, and I want this treatment to stop. She needs to stop taking out her work troubles on me and get better control of her emotions.
That's a her trouble with you on you, jackass!
He thinks he did nothing wrong and that she went out to get fast food and betrayed him.
I want to know what he does for a living versus what she does for a living. And do they have kids? Did they mention kids?
You know, I would assume they don't have kids because they both have jobs.
Plenty of people.
And
plenty
he
of
didn't
people.
Mention anything about kids or like I pick the kids up from daycare even. Or like I feel like those details tend to get stuck in there.
Yeah, you've got more experience than I do at reading these types of fucking things apart from the mom forums.
There's a lot of little things like that where I feel like if it's not mentioned, it doesn't exist because people always mention it. Like when because you're always arguing your side, mm-hmm. right? And when you argue on your own behalf, you're giving the details. You're making yourself look as good as possible. If that was the case, you would put it in there, kind of stuff, you know?
But to be fair, I often argue for other people's sides that I don't agree with in the least bit.
Well, yeah.
I think that's just called being a jackass, though. Me and this guy would probably get along.
You probably would love this guy.
I just feel like that fucking... He was texting me. He's like, she didn't even touch my green beans. Well, are you serious,
this is
dude?
All your fault.
Those ones you got for 25 cents at fucking Walmart? What a bitch!
Man, you think a can of green beans is 25 cents?
No, the discounted ones. Like
the,
I've got
the ones that are like about to expire.
Yeah, like a year ago, I got these baby corns, and they were 25 cents at Walmart.
Oh,
so I bought like easily 24 cans of baby corn that I've used two of, and yeah. I checked them out the other day, and they're like, you gotta use these by like the end of 2024, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna make stir fry or something. A lot of it because I like baby corn. Who doesn't like baby corn?
Baby corn is so cute.
It's good.
It's adorable little. It's nice.
I like that. You see, one of my pinch recipes is baby corn and water chestnuts. I call it nothing soup.
It's like the most superfluous ingredients in any stir fry. The ones that you're most likely to go, we don't really need that in there. So I'm not going to bother buying that much ingredients. That's all you've got. That's
just the, yeah.
I really. The things that when I see it in a recipe, I just don't copy it down.
Bro,
it's like, whatever. If I have it, I'll use it. If I don't, whatever.
I got to go water chestnuts and baby corns. I like them because they add the crunch to the mix there.
They do
otherwise,
add the crunch.
You know, you need that. And then broccoli. I love broccoli. It's one of my favorite vegetables. Top five. But
that's good.
You got to get those stems off of that broccoli, man. There's too much stem in it. I don't care.
They're
for
all
it.
Woody.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I just want the little trees. Like, if you could just do that.
I agree. Okay, where was I? She needs to stop taking out her work troubles on me and get better control of her emotions. I want my old
wife. I like
wife.
That part. I like that part, too.
Not a stressed out bully. I just don't know what more I can do.
Eat a dick and kill yourself? That's what you can do? That's fucking nuts. Please tell me the comments were like, you're retarded.
Yeah. That's, no one agrees with this man. Not one.
That's crazy.
He's
I wonder how
definitely the asshole. Yeah.
Well, I wonder how like he reacted to that too. Was he just
They
like,
always defend. They always defend themselves and just keep adding more details. Like, no, actually, because this and this and that. Like, that's when you know that the details they're adding in are lies to make themselves look better, is when they didn't think to put it in the initial argument. But then when people push back in the comments, they're all up in the comments giving like way more details.
Well, I mean, it could be that, or it could be like, hey, for the sense of my own privacy, I'm not going to say this much. And then they're like, my ego. And then you get more, divulge more information. But if everything, it's hard for me to say this as a noble genius. I've been wrong sometimes. I try to own up to when I'm wrong in my stories, though, because it makes them far more believable.
And sympathetic, too. Like, if you're willing to even... Okay, I'm going to give everyone a little advice for when you're posting things like this on the internet. The most sympathetic stories are when you admit wrongdoing to, like, a tiny detail that doesn't actually matter. Because then at least you're capable of admitting when you're wrong. That makes people much more sympathetic toward you.
Well, like 99% of the time that I'll tell a story about something that happened on this fucking show, I'm like, well, I was probably a fucking asshole. Because I'll bet I was. I may or may not have
you
felt like I...
You usually are.
I'm surprisingly goddamn nice to people, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Great example.
I am shockingly fucking nice to people to the point that Erica... is like, you've got to complain about this. I'm like, no, they're just charging me more and sent me the wrong food and spit
okay,
in it.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Says the man that got an entire Taco Bell fired.
I did get it. They deserved that shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying they didn't deserve it. I'm saying they did deserve it. I'm just saying that you cannot make the claims you're making and also that.
Ask Erica. That's why the Taco Bell situation was so fucking extreme. Because it's like...
Because you're just that, yeah.
I am usually real chill with service workers. I am super chill. And next year, I'm going to give them another chill year. Next year, I'm not going to be chill at all. I'm going to start cursing out Uber drivers and shit like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the Uber drivers because can't they review you too?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I never use Uber. I have gotten into, I think it's only been like 3 times. I've had countless Ubers in my life. I think I've only, 3 times where I've been, screaming at an Uber driver before, though.
I've never screamed at an Uber driver. I don't Uber very much. Only, to and from airports by myself, basically. Any other time I'm with my husband. So it's, a different thing if you're with your husband. But every time I've ever been in an Uber by myself, they don't speak to me.
No, apparently now
unless it's a nice old lady.
Apparently now there's an option you can say I want a silent ride, which if I'm drunk, that's not what I want. I want the Uber driver to talk to me. Like I've made more friends with Uber drivers and gotten their fucking numbers or Instagrams or what the fuck ever than I have gotten in arguments with people. But there's 3 distinct times I remember I got into fucking arguments with Uber drivers.
They probably deserved it. Honestly, these people are weird. Sometimes. I was real disappointed. One of the more recent ones I was on, because all the reviews for the guy that was coming to pick me up were like, great conversation. He's really sweet and talkative and he's got good stories. And then I get in the car and he's like, habla español? No.
Well,
and he just listened to his Mexican music and didn't talk to me because I guess it was just Spanish that he was willing to speak. And he didn't want to talk to me, I guess. But then at one point...
Do you know that people also tell stories in Spanish?
Yeah.
So they say, they got tons of stories in Spanish.
Yeah, but he wasn't telling them to me, is what
maybe, I don't know how to say should yet. To should... estudiar... Espanol en Duolingo...
Yeah, me.
Actually, I think a studiar means studying. I don't know. You should a studia. Tu should studia Espanol and Duolingo.
You too. Yeah, just so I can meet this guy again. But no, there was a point where he was listening to this like Mexican radio channel. It's all in Spanish. And
the Mexican radio.
Like people like forget where they are, what they're doing. So like he just started singing with it. And then it was like he kind of like jolted. Like he very slightly. So like saw his hand like move when he stopped. And it was like he just caught himself singing. Like he did not mean to do that. And then he was like, oh shoot. I didn't. And it was so cute. I gave it 5 stars just for that.
Hell yeah.
He's like ha 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 ha. Oh, like
it's probably a jam. It was the Lady Gaga of Latin music.
It was, yeah, it was a bop for sure. I was getting into it too, especially when he started singing.
Well, hey, this when you'd be like, hey, no problema.
Yeah, all good, man. All right, everyone. I think we're out of time for today.
We gave them a fucking long one this time, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. And we still have to do a bonus. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everyone, for listening. You can go to patreon.com/heretohelppodcast and listen on Mondays for as little as $1. Okay? It's worth it. It's well worth
Uno
the dollar.
Dinero.
Uno.
One money.
Money. Less than... Pequeño avocado.
What?
A little avocado.
Pequeño.
I think that's it, right?
Piquito. Piquito is
Piquito.
Small. Piquito.
What is pequeño?
Piquito. It's probably a slur or something. I don't know. Piquito. Because muy piquito. Lo siento, muy piquito espino. That means I'm sorry. Very little Spanish.
You know what's funny about having a few, like just a couple Mexican family members that like grew up in America, is they would just, the only Spanish they ever knew were like slurs and insults and like, that's it. And they would use them.
Well, I know this one. This is a good one. It's not a slur, but it is good. And I hope we got some Argentinian fans out there. I'm a big fan of your guy out there. Viva la libertad, carajo! Long live freedom, damn it!
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a great week, secure in the knowledge that we are with you, and we're the only ones you can trust are here to help. Oh,
no, it's Ayunda is help, I think.
Oh,
so we're the only ones that are fucking a union your ass.
Te amo. Two.
Your name is
to
you?
The listeners. No, like no, like amor, like amor.
That means
like
love.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I love the listeners.
I love you.
Just close the show.
All right. Anyway, we'll see you on the Patreon, idiots.